I think it's very convenient for all of you to come here, no?
Yeah?
Probably easier than the one that was up in the mountains. So this evening, how many of you are, I guess all of you are initiated disciples and congregational members, is that correct? Is there anyone here who is not in that category? Anyone here for the first time?
Huh?
Week, it's the Sunday feast. I can remember in my early days as a brahmachari in San Francisco that we used to live from Sunday feast to Sunday feast. If in the middle of the week you felt like leaving, then someone would say to you, "That's okay, just wait until the Sunday feast." And we had some very good Sunday feasts. I mean, not just the kirtan and lecture, I mean the feast. And in fact, somebody made some t-shirts. "I am a prasadam addict." And very often brahmacharis would keep some gulab jamuns and some halava and some sweet rice and some chutney in a little package, and they would store it for during the week. But anyway, the Sunday feast is meant also for guests that we invite. And the lecture at the Sunday feast is usually an introductory and certainly non-controversial lecture. But I know that there are some subjects which many of the regular devotees would like to discuss. These may not be appropriate for any other place or any other time than an istagosti. Basically, what I would like to discuss is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, with its founder Acharya, its Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and its relationship with other organizations, institutions, philosophies, etc.
Ono o čemu bih danas želio govoriti je Međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krišne i njegov osnivač, utemeljitelj Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada i odnos tog društva prema drugim organizacijama, ustanovama i filozofijama.
This discussion is necessary because there's quite a bit of confusion and people want to know the answers. So, in the beginning, I would like to offer my most humble obeisances to everyone here, and if in the course of my discussion I say anything which disagrees with or may offend anyone, I humbly apologize right in the beginning.
Na početku bih svima prisutnima htio odati najponiznije poštovanje i odmah se na početku ispričati ako će nešto što ću večeras reći ovdje biti u suprotnosti s onim što neko ovdje misli ili će nekoga povrijediti.
I will try my very best not to use any names per se, but I think from the discussion the personalities will be fairly obvious.
Da ću svoj sada da ne koristim sama imena osoba, ali mislim da će iz samog izlaganja biti jasno o kome se radi.
I will also talk about some of the followers of His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who are obviously my worshipable superiors.
Govorit ću o nekim sljedbenicima njegove božanske milosti Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, koji su meni nadređeni, koji su moji obožavani nadređeni.
I will try to be very, very careful in discussing this because I fear for my own spiritual life. So, I would like to start out by saying that Lord Chaitanya predicted Prithivite Achejato Nagar Adigram Sarvatra Prachor Hoive Moranam. Someday, in every town and village of the world, the chanting of the holy names would resound.
Gospodin Čeitanja je predvidio da će se jednog dana u svakom gradu i svakom selu na svijetu čuti pjevanje svetog imena.
Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made that prediction, and even though there were many great spiritual personalities in between then and now, but before the advent and preaching of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, it was not clear how that prediction would take place.
Došlo je puno vremena od kada je gospodin Čaitanja Mahaprabhu to prorekao i između od tog vremena pa do pojave Bhakti Vinoda Thakura postojalo je puno velikih osoba u tom duhovnom nasljeđu, međutim sve to vrijeme ipak nije bilo jasno kako će se to proročanstvo obistiniti.
And in fact, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the course of time had become quite covered over by illusory interpretations.
I doista učenja Chaitanya Mahaprabhu su tijekom vremena pretila razna tumačenja, iluzorna tumačenja.
And when Srila Bhakti Vinod started his preaching, he was practically alone.
I kad je Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur započeo propovijedanje, zapravo on je bio posve sam.
So the fact that the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are flourishing today is all due to the credit of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
I zaslugu za činjenicu da učenja Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danas cvjetaju, sve zasluge idu Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakuru.
He practically renovated our disciplic succession.
On je obnovio naše učeničko nasljeđe.
Especially he conceived of the Namahatta method of preaching.
On je posebno uspostavio Namahatta način propovjedanja.
And he wrote one book called Godrum Kalpativi, wherein he explained all the different aspects of the Namahatta.
I napisao je knjigu koja je objasnio sve različite aspekte Namahate, Druma Kalpati.
He even explained that there would be a 10-member panchayat, and this, it's an Indian word, means a body, a 10-member panchayat, and they would vote and take decisions, and their decisions would be accepted by the other Vaishnavas as the will of Lord Nityananda.
On je čak napisao da će postojati tijelo od 10 članova koje će donositi odluke, a te će odluke prihvaćati svi Vaishnave kao želju gospodina Nityananda.
This may be the very first idea of a GBC body. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many sons, but especially he had one son who was a very great preacher.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur je imao puno sinova, ali posebno je jedan od njih bio veliki propovjednik.
He also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also made a prediction, not in reference to his own children, but he said that very soon a powerful preacher would come and he would travel all over the world freely and preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He called him a Senapati Bhakta.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je također prorekao, ne misleći pritom na svoju vlastitu djecu, da će se uskoro pojaviti jedan veliki propovjednik koji će putovati diljem svijeta i širiti kult gospodina Čeitanja. I nazvao ga je Senapati Bhaktom.
Senapati means a great general.
Senapati znači veliki general.
So, his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, was personally trained by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and even during the time of Srila Bhakti Vinod, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta turned out to be a great preacher.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur je osobno odgojio svog sina Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatija i još i za vrijeme života svog oca Bhaktivinoda Thakura Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati se pokazao kao izvrstan propovjednik.
After the disappearance of his father, he established his Gaudiya Math and expanded it all over India.
Nakon odlaska oca Bhaktivinoda Thakure, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je ustanovio Gaudiya Math i proširio ga po cijeloj Indiji.
He was a naistika brahmachari. That means he never spilled semen from his body. He had a perfect brain.
On je bio naistika brahmachari, što znači da nikada nije izlučio sjeme. Imao je savršeni mozak.
He could remember anything he had read 20 years previously.
Mogao se sjetiti svega, pa čak i ono što je pročitao prije 20 godina.
And he was a very powerful preacher.
I bio jako moćan propovjednik.
He established 64 mutts in India.
U Indiji je ustanovio 64 mata.
And he even sent his preachers abroad to England and Germany and some other places in Europe.
A svoje propovjednike čak poslao i u inostranstvo, u Englesku, u Njemačku i u neka druga mjesta, a neke druge zemlje u Europi.
And he encouraged all of his followers to preach in the Western countries.
A sve svoje sljedbenice je ohrabrivao da propovjedaju u zapadnim zemljama.
Unfortunately, he was quite disappointed with the sannyasis who went abroad because they returned home without much result after a few years.
Nažalost, sannyasi koji je poslao u inozemstvo su ga prilično razočarali jer su se nakon nekoliko godina izbivanja vratili bez konkretnih rezultata.
He was very pleased with the life, the mood, and the sincerity of his disciple Abhay Charan.
No, bio jako zadovoljan načinom života, raspoloženjem i iskrenošću svog učenika Abhay Charan.
Srila Prabhupada, of course. And he once said that when pushed by some of the sannyasis to encourage Srila Prabhupada to take up some managerial position in the institution, he said, "In time he will do. You leave him for now. In time, he will do everything."
Jednom prilikom kada su ga njegovi sanjasi nagovarali da kaže Prabhupada da prihvati Abhay Charan, da prihvati neku od rukovodećih uloga u toj instituciji, organizaciji, on im je odgovorio, kad dođe njegovo vrijeme, on će napraviti sve što je potrebno.
So you all know the story, Srila Prabhupada at the age of 69, traveled on a steamship. He had two serious heart attacks, one after the other. By all calculations, he should have died on the boat. But Krishna appeared to him in a dream. Krishna was rowing a boat.
Krishna je vesla u barci.
Krishna's a cowboy, but he also knows how to row boats.
Krishna je pastir, ali na pastirčić, ali isto tako zna i veslati.
And he called to Prabhupada that you just get in the boat and I will row you across the ocean.
I pozvao je Prabhupada, samo uđi u barku i ja ću te prevesti preko oceana.
So Srila Prabhupada came to America. He had no money. He had no friends. He only had the order of his Guru Maharaj and a few copies of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Kad je Srila Prabhupada došao u Ameriku, nije imao novca, nije imao prijatelja. Sve što je imao bila je naredba njegovog duhovnog učitelja, njegovog Guru Maharaja i nekoliko primjeraka Srimad Bhagavatam.
In a very short time, he established ISKCON, and by the time of his passing, only 12 years later, he had opened more than 100 temples and farms and schools and written more than 80 volumes of literature and had achieved a miracle.
Za kratko vrijeme je utemeljio iskon, samo 11-12 godina nakon toga kada je otišao s ovog svijeta, ostavio iza sebe stotine otvorenih hramova, tomove napisanih knjiga, farme, restorane otvorene i zapravo je postigao čudo.
We should never, never underestimate the great achievement of Srila Prabhupada.
Nikada ne smijemo podcijeniti to veliko Prabhupadovo dostignuće.
Sociologists, historians, anthropologists, everyone is amazed what Srila Prabhupada did.
Sociolozi, antropolozi, povjesničari, svi su zapanjeni s onim što je Srila Prabhupada učinio.
He is surely that Senapati Bhakta who was predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
On je zasigurno taj Senapati Bhakta kojeg je prorekao Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
In the very early days, Srila Prabhupada lived very, very closely with his disciples.
Na samom početku Srila Prabhupada je živio vrlo blisko, u bliskoj vezi sa svojim učenicima.
He was a very aristocratic gentleman from a highly cultured family in India.
On je bio aristokrata, aristokratski gentleman iz vrlo obrazovane indijske obitelji.
Having myself lived in India for some 27-28 years, and having associated by preaching through fundraising, etc., with some of the leading families of India.
Budući sam ja sam živio 27-28 godina u Indiji i putem propovjedanja sam se družio sa nekim od vodećih ljudi i obitelji u Indiji.
I cannot explain to you enough the quality of the man, Srila Prabhupada.
Ne mogu vam dovoljno objasniti kakav je zapravo čovjek Prabhupada bio.
But he lived with his beatnik hippie Malecha disciples.
Ali ima što ga živio sa tim beatnicima, sa svojim učenicima, hippijima, Malechama.
You know what is beatnik? You ever heard of that?
Znate što znači da je beatnik?
They were the first, they were before the hippies. Jack Kerouac. Yeah? Okay. He served us personally. He cooked for us. He cleaned up after us. He trained us so patiently. He was kind when we made mistakes. He was always ready to forgive when we sincerely apologize. When he returned to India, he became very, very famous all over India.
Kada se vratio u Indiju, postao je jako poznat, postao je glasovit u cijelu Indiji.
He had numerous opportunities to speak to Indians in their own language.
Imao je brojne prilike da se obrati Indijcima na njihovom vlastitom jeziku.
But he always preferred to speak in English for the benefit of his disciples who were traveling with him.
Ali da bi ga mogli razumjeti njegovi učenici koji su s njim putovali, uvijek je više volio govoriti engleski.
He literally did everything for us. He gave his life for us. He loved us.
On je učinio doslovce sve za nas. Dao je svoj život za nas. On nas je volio.
There never was and there never will be someone so merciful and magnanimous as Srila Prabhupada.
Nikada nije bilo i nikada neće biti nekoga tako milostivog i tako velikodušnog kao Srila Prabhupada.
Very early on, Srila Prabhupada established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Već na samom početku Srila Prabhupada je utemeljio Međunarodno društvo za svjetnost Krishna.
And in 1970, some 3 to 4 years later, he established the Governing Body Commission.
A 3 ili 4 godine nakon toga, u 1970. osnovao je i to upravno tijelo.
In other words, he followed the order of his spiritual master.
Drugim riječima, on je slijedio uputstvo svog duhovnog učitelja.
Now, it's already recorded in his books and in various letters. But I will read to you a little bit about the history of the Gaudiya Math. My Guru Maharaj used to lament many times for this reason, and he thought, if one man at least had understood the principle of preaching. Maybe I'll read this in English and then I'll give it to you and you can translate it. Then his mission would achieve success. In the latter days of my Guru Maharaj, he was very disgusted. Actually, he left this world earlier. Otherwise, he would have continued to live for more years. Still, he requested his disciples to form a strong governing body for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never recommended anyone to be acharya of the Gaudiya Math. But, that's there, what can I say? But Sridhar Maharaj is responsible for disobeying this order, not me. Okay. Sridhar Maharaj is responsible for disobeying this order of Guru Maharaj. And he and others who are already dead, unnecessarily thought that there must be one acharya. If Guru Maharaj could have seen someone who was qualified at that time to be acharya, he would have mentioned. Because on the night before he passed away, he talked of so many things, but never mentioned an acharya. His idea was, acharya was not to be nominated amongst the governing body. He said openly, you make a GBC and conduct the mission. So his idea was, amongst the members of the GBC, who would come out successful and self-effulgent acharya would be automatically selected. So Sridhar Maharaj and his two associate gentlemen authorizedly selected one acharya, and later it proved a failure. The result is now everyone is claiming to be acharya, even though they may be kanishta adhikari with no ability to preach. In some of the camps, the acharya is being changed 3 times a year. Therefore, we may not commit the same mistake in our ISKCON camp. Actually, amongst my god brothers, no one is qualified to become acharya. So it is better not to mix with my god brothers very intimately, because instead of inspiring our students and disciples, they may sometimes pollute them. This attempt was made previously by them, especially Madhav Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj and Ban Maharaj. But somehow or other, I saved the situation. This is going on. We shall be very careful about them and not mix with them. This is my instruction to you all. They cannot help us in our movement, but they are very competent to harm our natural progress. So we must be very careful about them. This is a famous letter to Rupanuga. Second one, yeah.
Moj Guru Maharaj se često žalio zbog toga i mislio je da kad bi barem jedan čovjek shvatio načelo propovjedanja, onda bi njegova misija bila uspješna. U svojim zadnjim danima moj Guru Maharaj bio jako zgađen. Zapravo on je prije vremena napustio ovaj svijet zbog toga, inače bi bio nastavio živjeti još mnogo godina. On je za svojih učenika zatražio da ustanove, da oforme snažno upravno tijelo za propovjedanje kulta Čaitanje Mahaprabhu. Nikada nikome nije preporučio da bude Acharya Gaudiya Matha, ali Šrila Maharaj je odgovoran zato što nije poslušao to uputstvo, tu naredbu Guru Maharaja, i on i drugi koji su već mrtvi su bez razloga mislili da netko mora biti Acharya. Da je Guru Maharaj mogao vidjeti nekoga koji je u to vrijeme bio kvalificiran da bude Acharya, on bi ga bio spomenuo. Zato je baš tu noć prije nego li što je otišao razgovarao o tako puno stvari, ali nikada nije spomenuo Acharyu. Njegova ideja je bila da Acharyu ne treba izabrati između članova upravnog tijela. On je otvoreno govorio da treba stvoriti GBC, da treba stvoriti upravno tijelo i na taj način rukovoditi misiju. Njegova ideja je bila da će među onim članovima GBC-a koji bi se, onaj član koji bi se istakao i koji bi izgledao uspješan i kao samoobasnjan Acharya, takva osoba bi bila onda automatski izabrana. No, Šrila Maharaj i njegova dva pratioca bez neovlašteno su izabrali jednog Acharyu koji je kasnije se pokazao neuspješan. Posljedica toga je bila da nakon toga svatko tvrdi da je Acharya, čak iako je možda Kaništa Adhikari potpuno nesposoban za propovjedanje. Na nekim mjestima Acharye se mijenjaju tri put godišnje. Stoga mi ne smijemo počiniti istu pogrešku u iskonu. Zapravo nitko među mojim braćom po Bogu nije kvalificiran da postane Acharya. Stoga je bolje da se ne družimo previše, da se ne družite previše intimno, previše blisko sa mojom braćom po Bogu, zato jer umjesto da oni nadahnu moje učenike i studente, ponekad ih mogu zagaditi. To su već i prije pokušali, posebno Madhava Maharaj i Tirtha Maharaj i Bon Maharaj, ali na neki način sam ja uspio spasiti stvar. To se događa. Trebamo biti jako oprezni da se s njima ne družimo. To je moje uputstvo svima vama. Oni našem pokretu ne mogu pomoći, ali su jako sposobni da mu naškode, da zaustave naš prirodni napredak. Stoga moramo prema njima biti vrlo oprezni.
Now, there are a number of things in here to discuss. One is that we are living in the most fallen age of Kali Yuga. It is very, very difficult to become God conscious in this age. We are short in our duration of life.
Život nam kratko traje.
We're troubled by bad karma.
Muči nas loša karma.
Our mind is out of control. It's like trying to breathe in a room filled with smoke. Breathing is natural and easy. But if the room is filled with smoke, you only choke.
Ali ako je soba krcata dima, samo ćete se zagušiti.
So, if we look at the history of religious movements,
ostanemo li se na povijest religijskih pokreta,
not only our own tradition, but so many others,
ne samo naše vlastite tradicije, nego i na mnoge druge,
we will see that there are always problems in organization.
Vidjet ćemo da u organizaciji uvijek postoje problem.
I remember when I was a young man, I happily took up membership in ISKCON because I was fed up with organized religion, and I thought ISKCON was sufficiently disorganized. Everybody says it, right? I hate organized religion. But actually, you have to have some kind of organization. What if nobody took responsibility to organize contacting all of you this evening for this function?
Što bi bilo da se nitko od vas nije prihvatio te dužnosti da svih vas obavijesti da ćete večeras ovdje nešto odvijati?
Very few or none of you would be here this evening.
Samo nekolicina vas ili nitko ne bi došao.
What if nobody took responsibility to organize this nice place where we meet?
Što bi bilo da se nitko nije pobrinuo za to da organizira ovo mjesto lijepo na kojem smo se susreli?
We would be sitting down on the street in the rain. What if we went to work tomorrow morning and the government said, we don't like organizations, they're corrupt, we have decided to disband the government. We will have, henceforward, there will be no government.
Što bi bilo kad bi sutra došli na posao, a vlada bi odlučila da zato jer su sve organizacije tamo i tamo korumpirane, da će raspustiti vladu?
If we're going to go against organized religion, why not just go against organized everything?
Ako želimo ići protiv organizirane religije, zašto se ne onda usprotivimo svemu organiziranom?
We'll go against organized families too.
Možemo se usprotiviti organiziranim obiteljima.
Anybody can do anything with anybody's wife.
Svako može raditi što ga volja sa bilo čijom ženom.
No organization.
Nikakva organizacija.
It's not intelligent.
To nije
inteligentno. So organizations do make mistakes, and those who learn from those mistakes become stronger.
Organizacije griješe. Ali oni koji nauče na tim greškama, ti ojačaju.
And those who don't learn from them are destined to live those mistakes again.
A oni koji ne nauče ništa iz pogrešaka moraju ići ponovo i ponovo kroz ta iskustva.
Srila Prabhupada was once having a discussion with Mr. Raj Gopal Achari. He was the first president of India. After partition, after freedom from the British. So he was a bit of a scholar and he knew Bhagavad Gita. So he said that, Swamiji, your disciples are very much attached to the organization and so not so much to Govinda, so this is perhaps not good.
On je rekao Šila Prabhupadu, Swamiji, tvoji su učenici malo previše vezani za organizaciju, a nisu baš toliko privrženi Govindi. Čini mi se da to nije dobro.
Srila Prabhupada's answer was that on the absolute platform there is no difference between Govinda and Govinda's organization.
Sva Prabhupada je odgovorio da na apsolutnoj razini nema nikakve razlike između Govinde i Govindine organizacije.
So, ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's organization.
ISKCON je dakle Srila Prabhupadina, Prabhupadova organizacija.
It has only one mission now and in the future, and that is to present the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada.
I ima samo jednu misiju, sada i u budućnosti, a ta je predstaviti učenja Bhagavad Gita i Srimad Bhagavatama onako kako nam ih je dao Srila Prabhupada.
So that is the first point. Another point is that there is sometimes an illusion amongst naive Western devotees that anybody who comes out of India must be a self-realized soul.
Ponekad naivni bakte zapadnjaci pogrešno smatraju da svatko ko dolazi iz Indije mora biti samospoznata duša.
I remember when I was a young devotee, I thought that every Indian knew about yoga and meditation and
sjećam se kad sam bio mladi bakta, mislio sam da svaki Indijac poznaje jogu i zna nešto o jogi i meditaciji.
I remember the first Indian I met, we were having kirtan on the street, and he was walking up the side street of a very big department store where we were.
Sjećam se prvog Indijca kojeg sam sreo. Imali smo kirtan na ulici, a on je hodao uz neku veliku robnu kuću prema tom mjestu gdje smo imali kirtan.
And as he came to the street where we were and turned the corner of the building, he stopped dead in his tracks.
I kako je zaokrenuo za ugao i došao prema tom mjestu gdje smo se mi nalazili, ostao skamenjen.
And he grabbed his head and he said, "Oh no, this is why I left India, to get away from people like you." That changed my impression of Indians. So, let us examine Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's mission after he left. Here's something from Srila Prabhupada. "The difficulty is sometimes things are interpreted in a manner dovetailing one's own sense gratification. I have got this personal experience in my Guru Maharaj's institution. Different God brothers took the words of Guru Maharaj in different interpretations for sense gratification, and the whole mission disrupted. This is still going on for the last 40 years without any proper settlement."
Ovo što riješi Šla Prabhupada. Problem je u tome da se ponekad kvari tumače na taj način da se u to objašnjenje uključi vlastite želje za udovoljavanjem osjetljenima. Ja sam to osobno iskusio u ustanovi Moguru Maharaja. Različita braća po Bogu objašnjavala su na različite načine riječi Moguru Maharaja kako bi opravdali osjetilno uživanje. Na taj način je cijela misija uništena. To se i dalje nastavlja nakon 40 godina bez da se tome stane na kraj.
So, this is what happened to the Gaudiya Mutt, that they disobeyed the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta to form a GBC.
To se dogodilo u Gaudiya Mutu. Nisu poslušali naredbu uputstvo Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatija da osnuju GBC, upravno tijelo.
And all of them in one way or another were involved. And all of them to one degree or another were involved.
A u tome su sudjelovali svi od njih više ili manje.
They first of all they elected one acharya. His name was Ananta Vasudev.
Najprije su izabrali jednog acharyu. Ime mu je bilo Ananta Vasudev.
He was a brahmachari.
Bio brahmachari.
And he was a very big Sanskrit scholar.
I bio je vrlo dobar poznavatelj sanskrita.
In due course of time, he became enamored by the worship and he fell down with a woman, he stole the deity's jewelry, and he ran off to Vrindavan.
Kratko vrijeme ga je zaludilo to obožavanje koje je bilo upućeno prema njemu. Zaljubio se u neku ženu, pokrao je nasipe božanstva i pobjegao.
Don't think it's only in ISKCON that it happens. They literally stopped the preaching mission. Only a few of them continued to preach. Most of them were engaged in court cases trying to get different properties from one another.
Većina od njih se zapetjala na sudu, u sudskim slučajevima, pokušavajući izvući što više koristi za sebe u odnosu na imovinu koja je preostala nakon smrti cara Svetozara.
None of them, at any stage, right from the very beginning till Srila Prabhupada's passing, came forward to help him.
Nitko od njih ni na jednom stupnju, niti na samom početku, pa sve do onda kad je Srila Prabhupada napustio planetu, nije došao da bi mu pomogao.
Many of them simply criticized whatever Prabhupada did, especially with us, Malechas.
Puno njih je jednostavno samo kritiziralo ono što je Prabhupada učinio, posebno ono što je učinio s nama Malechama.
There is a saying in Bengali, a story that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told. One man is discussing with another man about a third person. Did you hear? So-and-so has become a high court judge. No, I can't believe it. How is it possible?
Ne, kaže ovaj drugi, ne mogu to vjerovati. Kako je to moguće?
No, actually I have seen it. He is sitting on the bench of the high court judge.
Ovaj drugi kaže, ne, zapravo ja sam sam to vidio. Sjedi na klupi namijenjenoj za vrhovnog suca.
Oh, really? Well, maybe. But he's probably not getting any salary.
On stvarno, možda, ali najvjerovatnije ne dobiva plaću.
No matter what you do, they try to find some fault. Simply envious. None of them could do what Srila Prabhupada did. And none of them cared to help him. Prabhupada mentioned some senior people here. I knew all of them. They are senior Vaishnavas. Madhav Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, and Ban Maharaj. There, Prabhupada, when leaving, asked for their forgiveness if he had ever said anything offensive.
Kad je Prabhupada napuštao svijet, onda je tražio za oprost od njih ako ih je ikad na neki način uvrijedio.
He said sometimes while preaching one must say certain things.
Što Prabhupada je rekao ponekad kad čovjek propovijeda mora neke stvari reći.
When I first went to Vrindavan in 1972, we were invited to go to the Vyas Puja of one of these sannyasis. So I had brought a copy of one of the first Bhagavatams to be printed. And I presented it to him to show him what we were doing. So his only comment was, oh, I am senior to your Guru Maharaj. I was initiated before him.
A njegov jedini komentar na taj poklon moj je bio, ja sam stariji od tvoj Guru Maharaja. Ja sam dobio inicijaciju prije od njega.
One of them openly tried to reinitiate disciples of Srila Prabhupada. That was even while Prabhupada was with us.
Jedan od njih je vrlo otvoreno pokušavao ponovo inicirati, znači iniciranje Šila Prabhupada za učenike, a to se događalo dok je Šila Prabhupada još bio s nama.
It is clear that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to live within his house, in his institution.
Jasno je da je Srila Prabhupada želio da mi živimo u njegovoj kući, njegovoj instituciji.
So there is a saying in English, and you'll probably hear it again, or if you haven't heard it before, that good fences, huh? You've heard that before?
Make
good fences make good neighbors.
Jedan ste već čuli tu poslovicu na engleskom, koja kaže da ako imate dobre međe, dobre ograde, onda će i susjedi biti u dobrim odnosima.
We are Prabhupada Anugas. We are followers of Srila Prabhupada.
Mi smo Prabhupada Anuge, mi smo sljedbenici Srila Prabhupada.
We recognize his greatness.
I priznajemo njegovu, veličinu.
His super excellent achievements.
I izvrsna dostignuća.
And we want to get his blessings by serving him.
I želimo dobiti njegove blagoslove tako što ćemo ga služiti.
Everyone is free to search out someone in this world who inspires them in spiritual life.
Svatko može slobodno u ovom svijetu potražiti osobu koja ga nadahnjuje u duhovnom životu.
And one should see that person as an advanced spiritual personality and should follow them and assist them in their work.
I tu osobu treba gledati kao tako je izabrao, kao veliku duhovnu ličnost i treba je pomagati u njezinom poslu.
So anyone is welcome to take shelter of any bona fide disciple of Lord Chaitanya, or even for that matter any one of the sampradayas.
Svatko može slobodno uzeti utočište bilo kojeg vjerodostojnog predstavnika gospodina Chaitanya, ili što se toga tiče bilo kojeg vjerodostojnog predstavnika bilo koje sampradaje.
And we certainly wish you well.
I bez sumnje želimo vam sve najbolje.
But you should, or we understand, and any sane person can see, that there is a difference between Srila Prabhupada and all others.
No, mi shvaćamo, a to može i svaka zdrava osoba vidjeti, da postoji razlika između Srila Prabhupada i drugih.
Even to this day, none of them have formed a governing body commission.
Sve do danas nitko od njih nije osnovao upravno tijelo.
One cannot be a guru unless he follows the orders of his guru.
Osoba ne može biti guru ako ne slijedi naredbe svog gurua.
It is not an esoteric thing. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta often spoke about it in his latter days.
To nije neka esoterična stvar. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta je često o tome govorio u svojim zadnjim danima.
Now I will go over a little bit some of the more prominent personalities. Generally speaking, all of them have a very similar modus operandi when they come to the West.
Općenito govoreći, svi oni djeluju na sličan način kada dođu na zapad.
The first thing they do is claim that Srila Prabhupada loved them very much and they were very, very dear to him.
Prva stvar koju čine je to da tvrde da je Srila Prabhupada baš njih jako volio i da su mu oni bili jako dragi.
Some of them even go so far as to say that Srila Prabhupada got his inspiration to come to the West from them.
Neki od njih idu tako daleko da tvrde da je Srila Prabhupada nadahnuće za odlazak na zapad dobio od njih.
Of course, again, keep in mind that none of them helped Srila Prabhupada during his lifetime.
Naravno, cijelo vrijeme morate imati na umu da nitko od njih nije Srila Prabhupada pomogao za vrijeme njegovog života.
Oh yes, I'll just mention one thing also. I had mentioned about Ananta Vasudev. There are many more examples of such difficulties within the Gaudiya Mutt.
Ova stvar koju sam ispriča malo prije o Ananta Vasudevu nije usamljeni primjer. Postoji zapravo puno takvih primjera poteškoća unutar Gaudiya Mutta.
One of the great preachers and disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, his disciple took sannyas from him.
Jedan od velikih propovjednika i učenika Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je uzeo sannyasu od njega.
He couldn't maintain his sannyas and he went back to his family.
Nije mogao se održati na tom položaju sannyasi, a i vratio se natrag svojoj obitelji.
Then later on, he was again encouraged and again he took sannyas.
Onda su ga poslije ponovno ohrabrili da prihvati sannyasu i on to učinio.
And he's now the head acharya of that mutt.
I sad je glavni acharya u tom mutu.
One of the prominent preachers who is traveling around the world saying that Prabhupada is his siksha guru.
Jedan od istaknutih propovjednika koji putuje svijetom i tvrdi da je Prabhupada njegov siksha guru.
At one point he left the mutt of his guru and he went to Radhakund and took up instruction from a Babaji in Radhakund and he had to be rescued and brought back to the Gaudiya Mutt by his guru.
U jednom je trenutku napustio mat svog gurua i otišao je na Radhakund i tamo je prihvatio uputstva nekog Babađija. I onda ga guru morao doći spasiti tamo i graditi nadrag u Gaudiya Mutt.
So don't just be fooled to think that because it's coming from the east and it has brown skin that it is perfect.
Nemojte misliti da zato, nemojte dozvoliti da vas zaludi činjenica da netko dolazi sa istoka i da pomislite da zato što ima tamnu kožu da je savršen.
So, one of these preachers who constantly insists that Prabhupada is his siksha guru.
Jedan od tih propovjednika koji neprestano insistira na tome da je Prabhupada njegov siksha guru.
Constantly insists that Prabhupada wanted him to be the leader of Prabhupada's mission.
Neprestano tvrdi da je Prabhupada želio da baš on bude vođa Prabhupadovog pokreta misije.
And who constantly criticizes ISKCON leaders.
I on neprestano kritizira ISKCON-ove vođe.
He has demonstrated a number of very significant differences between him and Prabhupada.
On zapravo u više navrata pokazuje brojne razlike između sebe i Prabhupada.
One of the points of difference is that this preacher puts a great stress on the need for raga nuga bhakti and hearing rasa katha from a rasika bhakta.
Jedna od stvari koju taj propovjednik jako naglašava je potreba za raga nuga bhakti i za slušanjem rasa katha od rasika bhakta.
Now, even within his own mission, where he is not the head acharya, he has been criticized for this practice of speaking on rasika bhakti to unqualified people.
On čak i u svojim vlastitim krugovima gdje on nije zapravo glavni acharya i tamo su ga kritizirali zbog te navike da o rasika bhakti govori nekvalificiranim ljudima.
But Srila Prabhupada definitely never did such a thing.
Ali Srila Prabhupada sasvim sigurno nikada nije tako nešto činio.
Even when we asked him about certain books like Gita Govinda, which is all about the embracing and kissing and touching of Krishna and Radharani.
Čak i kad smo ga ponekad pitali o nekim knjigama poput Gita Govinda, koja se je sva prepuna opisa međusobnih razmjena dodira Rade i Krishna i poljubaša.
Prabhupada told us that is not for you.
Prabhupada mi je rekao, to nije za vas.
By his own personal example, Srila Prabhupada never spoke in public on the subject, and only on occasion to some senior disciples.
On je to dokazivao i svojim osobnim primjerom, jer nikada nije javno govorio o takvim temama, već vrlo rijetko, ponekad samo sa nekim svojim starim učenicima.
What to speak of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago never did such a thing.
Ne samo Srila Prabhupada, već ni gospodin Čajtanja prije 500 godina nikad tako nešto nije učinio.
He restricted his intimate discussions to a small group of confidential servants.
O takvim je temama razgovarao samo sa malom grupom povjerljivih sluga.
For the general mass of people, it was kirtan and prasadam.
Za ljude općenito, za većinu ljudi, bio je kirtan i prasadam.
So, if this person is such a great siksha disciple of Srila Prabhupada, why is there such a big difference?
Ako je ta osoba takav veliki siksha učenik Srila Prabhupada, zašto onda između njih postoje tako velike razlike?
Another point of contention is the broad introduction of literature, whose study was previously restricted by Srila Prabhupada.
Druga kontroverzna stvar je uvođenje brojne literature proučavanje koje je Srila Prabhupada prije ograničavao.
I've already mentioned Gita Govinda and there are other books.
Ja sam spomenuo Gita Govinda, a postoje i druge knjige.
A new interpretation of what Srila Prabhupada's unfinished work was.
Nova tumačenja Srila Prabhupadovih nezavršenih djela.
This devotee is always telling anyone who will listen that Srila Prabhupada asked him to finish his work.
Taj bhaktar svakome kogod želi slušati uvijek govori da je Srila Prabhupada od njega zahtijevao, da ga je zamolio da on dovrši Prabhupadova nezavršena djela.
And this was to teach Rasika Bhakti and the higher realms of Krishna consciousness.
Kako bi mogao podučiti ljude Rasika Bhakti i uvesti ih u više krugove svjetnosti Krishna, više dosaje.
But Srila Prabhupada in the last days on a number of occasions said that my work is half finished. He said, I want to teach Varnashram Dharma.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je svojim zadnjim danima u više navrata spomenuo kako je njegov posao tek napola dovršen, da on zapravo želi podučiti ljude Varnashrama Dharmi.
In other words, he saw that we were having difficulty just practicing sadhana bhakti and that we needed to regulate our lives with Varnashram Dharma.
Drugim riječima, on je vidio da imamo problema već sa samom primjenom sadhana bhakti i da nam je potrebno uvesti reda u naš život primjenom Varnashrama Dharma.
A new meaning of first initiation.
Novo značenje prve inicijacije.
These are differences between what this person teaches and what Srila Prabhupada taught us.
To su tvrdnje u kojima je Srila Prabhupada imao jedno mišljenje i poručavao nas na jedan način, a ova osoba o kojoj govorimo na svoje drugačije razmišljenje na tu temu.
Srila Prabhupada always gave stress upon Harinam Diksha as being sufficient for attaining Krishna's mercy or for making progress in spiritual life.
Šta Prabhupada uvijek naglašavao da je Harinam Diksha dovoljna za dostizanje Krišnine milosti i za napredak u duhovnom životu.
Second initiation is also very important, but it may not be given to everyone.
Druga inicijacija je također jako važna, ali nju ne treba svatko dobiti.
Whereas this person practically teaches that initiation means second initiation. First initiation is given very little importance.
Ova osoba međutim podučava da inicijacija zapravo znači druga inicijacija, a prva je skoro beznačajna.
In fact, you won't believe some of the stories. I don't believe some of the stories, but they're coming from reliable sources.
Nećete vjerovati u metod ovih priča. Ja osobno sam ne mogu vjerovati da je to istina. Međutim, te priče dolaze od ispovjednih izvora.
This devotee, this great Vaishnava, and other Gaudiya Vaishnava preachers give this first initiation so easily.
Ovaj Bhakta, ovaj veliki Vaishnava, kao i još neki drugi Gaudija Vaishnava propovjednici, prvu inicijaciju daju strašno lako.
That one may walk in the room and meet them for the first time and be asked to sit in a ceremony for first initiation.
Da se može dogoditi da čovjek dođe u tu prostoriju gdje se oni nalaze, vidi ih po prvi put i zamole ga da sjedne i sudjeluje u tom obredu davanja prve inicijacije.
I remember one of our biggest donors in New York. She was having trouble getting initiated because she couldn't give up eating meat.
Sjećam se da jedna od naših najvećih donatorki u New Yorku imala je problema sa dobivanjem inicijacije zato jer nije mogla odustati od jedenja mesa.
She went to this gentleman's satsang and immediately she was given Harinam Diksha.
I onda je otišla do tog gospodina i odmah je dobila Harinam Diksha.
I know another story of one group in Australia. They were going to our farm and their children were going to our school.
Znam još jednu priču o nekoj grupi u Australiji. Oni su odlazili na našu farmu, a njihova djeca su pohađala našu školu.
But they just couldn't give up smoking cigarettes.
Ali jednostavno se nisu mogli odreći cigareta.
They couldn't get initiation.
Nisu mogli dobiti inicijaciju.
So this other preacher came and they went to his meeting and the husband and wife and all the children got initiation.
I onda je došao taj drugi propovjednik i svi su ljudi iz te grupe otišli na susret s njim i svi su dobili inicijaciju, žena i muž i djeca.
They went back to the school, the young boy, one of their young son went back to the school, he was in ecstasy and he was telling all the students, I got a spiritual name, I got a spiritual name.
Onda kad su se djeca vratila u školu, jedan ovaj dječak je bio sam presretan i svima je govorio, dobio sam duhovno ime, dobio sam duhovno ime.
So all the students were very surprised. They say, who did you get initiation from?
I svi ovi njegovi u razredu kolege su bili začuđeni i pitali su ga, pa od koga si dobio inicijaciju?
And then that boy stopped and he thought for a minute, he couldn't remember. He said, that bloke down the road.
I onda je ovaj dječak mladi što je bio zastao na trenutak i zapravo nije se mogu sjetiti ni imena. I rekao je, samo ona zgrada tamo dolje na cestu.
Oh, there are so many stories.
Ima puno takvih priča.
A theory that the guru does not accept the karma of his disciple.
Sljedeća poanta je, tema je ta tvrdnja da guru ne prihvaća karmu svojih učenika.
This preacher has said in room conversations and in lectures that the there's nowhere in Shastra or anywhere that it says that the guru accepts the karma of the disciple.
Taj provodnik je u razgovorima i na predavanjima više puta izjavio da nigdje u šastrama ne piše, ne stoji ta tvrdnja da guru prihvaća karmu svojih učenika.
Whereas Srila Prabhupada has said in numerous places exactly the opposite.
Srila Prabhupada na brojnim prilikama rekao točno suprotno tome.
So they're different. Even the king accepts 1/6 of the karma of his praja. And there are many examples where someone who is in a position of authority has to accept some karma of people that he is involved with.
I postoji puno primjera o ljudima koji se nalaze na nekom rukovodećem položaju i trebaju prihvatiti karmu onih koji su im podređeni.
That ISKCON is now to be influenced by unseen letters and decisions not necessarily based on a deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Na ISKCON bi sad trebali utjecati pisma koje nisu nikad viđena i odluke u kojima se nikad nije znalo, a ne Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
So this person claims that he wrote over, well, it's gone from 400-500 down to 200. They've changed the story different times, but anywhere from 500 to 200 letters with Srila Prabhupada.
Ta osoba tvrdi da je razmijenila između 400 ili 200 posle različite verzije i se priče pitama sa Srila Prabhupadom.
But those letters are nowhere to be found, and so he is claiming that ISKCON devotees burned them.
Ali tih pisama nigdje nema i onda on tvrdi da su ih ISKCON-ovi bakte spalili.
And he is claiming that there were instructions in those letters that are not anywhere in Srila Prabhupada's books or lectures or letters. And only he knows about them. Different standards for the Grihastha Ashram. So, Srila Prabhupada was very clear. It's also there in the Manusmriti and in the Ramayana and in the Mahabharata. That a householder should engage in sex life with his wife once a month for the purpose of procreation. This preacher preaches differently than that. Now, on this subject, obviously, people have difficulty with this one.
To je tema s kojom ljudi imaju teškoća.
Let me say that this is the highest standard that Srila Prabhupada gave us.
Toga mi dozvolite da kažem da je to najviši standard koji nam je Prabhupada dao.
We should try to follow that as best we can.
Trebamo da se pokušavati pridržavati što bolje možemo.
If we can't follow that, then we should be humble and admit it, that we are fallen.
Ako se ne možemo toga pridržavati,
we are all fallen in one way or another.
Treba biti ponizni i priznati da smo pali. Svi smo zapravo na ovaj način pali.
And we should go on with our devotional service, trying always to improve and to come to the highest standard.
I trebamo nastaviti predano služiti, nastojeći cijelo vrijeme da se popravimo i da dostignemo taj najviši standard.
A new definition of ISKCON's role among various Gaudiya missions.
Sljedeća ta tvrdnja je nova definicija Istvanove uloge među različitim Gaudiya misijama.
Srila Prabhupada wanted to assist all the other Gaudiya preachers, but because his institution was the biggest and the best, he wanted that he should give the guidelines.
Sa Prabhupada htio pomoći svim drugim Gaudiya Vaishnava propovjednicima, ali kako je njegova organizacija, njegova institucija bila najveća i najbolja, on je htio dati osnovne crte, osnovne upute.
The guidelines how they could work together.
O tome kako zajednički surađivati.
This preacher does not agree with that.
Ovaj propovjednik se s tim ne slaže.
Reinterpretation of the mood of deity worship in at least two leading ISKCON temples.
Drugačije tumačenje načina obožavanja božanstava u barem dva vodeća ISKCON-ova hrama.
Now this preacher heavily criticized the naming of our deities in Los Angeles as Rukmini Dwarkadish.
Ovaj propovjednik je jako kritizirao imena božanstava u Los Angelesu, Rukmini Dwarkadish.
But there are a number of references where Srila Prabhupada indicated that he was very happy that the deities were named Rukmini Dwarkadish. So this man is different.
Ali postoje puno mjesta na kojima se vidio da Srila Prabhupada bio jako zadovoljan s time što ta božanstva dobila upravo ta imena Rukmini Dwarkadish. Iz čega je očito da je stav ovog čovjeka drugačiji od Prabhupada.
Various theories about Srila Prabhupada's spiritual identity.
Različite teorije o duhovnom identitetu Srila Prabhupada.
All kinds of conjecture that Srila Prabhupada is, first of all, he was saying that he is Vatsalya Ras because he established Krishna Balaram temple.
Postoje razne ideje o tome koje taj propovjednik širi. Najprije je tvrdio da je Srila Prabhupada u Vatsalya Rasi zato što je u Vrindavanu ustanovio Krishna Balaram hram.
Because Prabhupada didn't put Radha Shyam Sundar in the center, he put Krishna Balaram. Therefore, the speculation is Prabhupada's lila in Goloka Vrindavan is Vatsalya Ras.
Budući na središnji oltar u tom hramu Vrindavanu, Srila Prabhupada nije stavio Radu i Krishnu, već Krishnu Balarama, spekulacija koja slijedi iz toga je da je zapravo izvorna lila Srila Prabhupada u duhovnom svijetu je u Vatsalya Rasi.
But Srila Prabhupada named it Krishna Balaram Temple because it was in Raman Reti, where Krishna Balaram played all the time.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je tom hramu dao naziv Krishna Balaram, zato jer se on nalazi na području zvanom Raman Reti, gdje su se Krishna i Balaram igrali.
And there are many other examples of this.
Postoji puno drugih takvih primjera.
A different preaching presentation on the origin of the jiva. Srila Prabhupada very clearly said, back to Godhead.
Srila Prabhupada je vrlo jasno rekao, natrag Bogu.
We came from Krishna's association and we have to go back to Godhead.
Došli smo iz Krišnjinog društva i trebamo se vratiti natrag Bogu.
In an article that was published in an early edition of Back to Godhead magazine, Srila Prabhupada clarified the whole issue.
U članku koji je bio tiskan u jednom od ranih brojeva časopisa Back to Godhead, natrag Bogu, Srila Prabhupada je razjasnio tu stvar.
He said that we were originally with Krishna, but we fell down.
Rekao je da smo izvorno bili s Krishnom, ali smo pali.
Then some people may have risen up to Brahman platform and merged in Brahman.
Neki su se potom podigli do razine Brahmana i stopili pod Brahman.
They again fell from that platform.
Ali su ponovo pali s te razine.
And therefore concluded that their origin was Brahman.
I zbog toga su zaključili da zapravo oni potječu iz Brahmana.
But they don't remember that they were originally with Krishna.
Ali zapravo se ne sjećaju da su izvorno prije toga već bili s Krishnom.
And Prabhupada calls this Kaka Talia Nyaya, the logic of the crow and the tall fruit.
Prabhupada to zove logikom vrane i ploda drveta koji je tall grane.
So, crow is a very practical name. In India, if you hear the crow, they're ka, 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 ka. So they give the name Kaka. So he said that there were two Brahmins sitting underneath a tree, and there was a bird in the tree, and there were ripe, tall fruits.
Priča kaže da su dva brahmana sjedila ispod drveta na kojem se nalazila ptica, a na granama su bili zreli plodovi.
So a breeze of wind came, the bird flew away from the tree and the tall fruit fell all at the same time.
Zapuhao je vjetar i ptica je odletjela sa grane, a istom trenu je plod pao, voćko je palo drveta.
So one brahman says, aha, because the wind came, it scared the crow away, and as he flew away, he pushed the branch and the tall fruit fell.
Jedan brahmin je zaključio, aha, kad je vjetar zapuhao, to je prestrašilo pticu, a ona je s tim pokretom kako se odbila od grane da bi poletjela, zbog tog pokreta njezinog je pao plod na zemlju.
And the other Brahmin said, no, because the fruit was ripe, it fell from the tree, and that scared the crow, and then he flew away.
Drugi Brahmin rekao, a ne, ne, zapravo plod je bio već zreo, i onda on pao sam po sebi već sa stabla, i to je prestrašilo pticu granu, i onda ona odlepršao.
So they began to argue and argue and even fight.
Onda su se nastavili raspravljati i o tome svađati i čak i tući.
And of course then you know the story, the devotee came along, took the tall fruit, cut it up, offered it to Krishna and distributed prasadam. In other words, there's no practical benefit of arguing whether we came from Krishna or we came from Brahman. Somehow or other we're here, we should get back to Godhead.
Drugim riječima, rasprava o tome jesmo li došli od Krišne ili iz Brahmana nema zapravo nikakve praktične vrijednosti. Sad smo tu i trebamo se vratiti natrag Bogu.
But there is a difference between these preachers.
Ali postoji razlika između ovih prorocima.
And Srila Prabhupada.
I Srila Prabhupada.
Another Gaudiya preacher, a great preacher, a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he is 86 and he asked ISKCON if he could come to our temples in the West.
Jedan drugi veliki propovjednik, Gaudija propovjednik, koji sada ima, koji je učenik Bhaktisiddhante Sarasvatija i koji sada ima 86 godina, pitao je da li bi mogao doći u ISKCONove hramove na zapadu.
It was arranged that he would first go to Italy.
Bilo organizirano tako da najprije treba ići u Italiju.
And he openly said, I'm not going there to initiate, I'm too old, I just want to go and see.
I on je otvoreno rekao, ne idem tamo da bih inicirao ljude, prestao sam za to, želim samo vidjeti kako to izgleda.
I was personally there in Ahmedabad when I was talking with him, I know him for a long, long time.
Ja sam bio osobno tamo kad je on to rekao, ja sam razgovarao s njim i znam ga već jako dugo vremena.
And he said, I'm not going there to make any disciples.
I rekao je, ne idem tamo zato da bih sve to učenike.
Then he went to Italy, he met with many of our congregations, and he said, I'm not allowed to initiate this year, but you all wait till next year, I'm coming back, I'll give you initiation then.
Onda je išao u Italiju i sreo se sa puno članova kongregacije tamo i onda im je rekao, ove godine ne mogu davati inicijacije, ali sačekajte, sljedeće godine ću doći i svi ću vas inicijati.
Which he did.
Što je napravio.
So, and there are so many other stories about some of the other preachers. I'm not here to tell nasty stories.
Postoji tako puno drugih priča o drugim propovjednicima. Ali ja nisam ovdje da pričam nekakve priče.
Recently one girl was in Los Angeles. She was aspiring for or very much attracted to His Holiness Sri Dayananda Goswami.
Nedavno je djevojka u Los Angelesu bila jako privlačila njegova svetost Sri Dayananda Goswami.
She went to Rome. She went to the temple. She was convinced by many devotees that this is all ISKCON and that she should take initiation from this person, and it really doesn't mean very much anyway, so just do it.
Nandoga je otišla u Rim i u hram je otišla i onda su je tamo svi uvjerili da je to ISKCON, da je to sve isto i da nema veze koga će uzeti inicijaciju, i onda je uzela inicijaciju od tog.
When she got back to Los Angeles and discussed with Sri Dayananda Maharaj, she was very shocked to find out that it was not ISKCON and that it would be hard for her to live within ISKCON.
Kad se vratila nazad u Los Angeles i kad je razgovarila sa Sri Dayananda Goswamijem, bila je šokirana kad je ustanovila da zapravo ono u Rimu nije bio ISKCON-ov hram i da će biti sad jako teško živjeti u ISKCON-u.
So, because of our experience and because of the big differences, we now have this policy that if you want to be a follower of ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada, then you should act within Prabhupada's institution. If you get initiated outside of ISKCON, God bless you. Good journey back to Godhead, but you're not part of ISKCON.
Zbog svih tih iskustava sada smo uveli takva pravila da oni koji su inicirani u ISKCON-u trebaju služiti unutar institucije ISKCON-a. Ako ste dobili inicijaciju negdje drugdje izvan ISKCON-a, Bog vas blagoslovio i sretan vam put natrag Bogu, ali ne možete u ISKCON-u služiti.
It is obvious that someone who is initiated outside of ISKCON will naturally preach about their spiritual master.
Jasno je da će onaj koji je dobio inicijaciju izvan ISKCON-a prirodno propovijedati o svom duhovnom učitelju.
It is obvious that if their spiritual master says something different than what is said by the GBC body, that person will be put into great difficulty.
Jasno je da ako ta osoba kaže ponavljajući riječi svog guru kaže nešto što se radi.
It is obvious that that person will invite congregation and others to come and see their spiritual master when he comes in the country.
Jasno je da će ta osoba postati.
And it is obvious that many of the followers of some of these exalted preachers are without, they don't have discrimination, they're very zealous.
Yes.
Sometimes it is not even the fault of the preacher, but it is his followers that make the problem. Someone comes to ISKCON, likes to enjoy the temples made by ISKCON, likes to enjoy the books, likes to enjoy all the facilities, but when it comes time to give dakshina, they give it outside of ISKCON. It's a practical problem. Good fences make good neighbors.
Dobre ograde osiguravaju dobre dobrosusjedske odnose.
It's getting, there's a lot more that I could say, and I'm ready to talk with devotees at any time on the subject. Believe me, I understand the difficulties, and I want to see devotees happy. There are 6 billion people out there who are not Krishna conscious,
at least.
There's lots of preaching for everybody to do. Now, this particular preacher I've been reading about, he says that Srila Prabhupada gave instructions to his followers to build temples, to make farms and schools and do so much work because they were totally unqualified for anything else. But he is very old. He's already had multiple heart bypass surgery. Where are his followers going to go? To ISKCON and use ISKCON's facilities to have some kind of school or some kind of farm or some kind of temple to come to. All nonsense. Prabhupada was an empowered Shaktiavesh avatar, and he knew exactly how to spread Krishna consciousness in the world. As far as Raganuga Bhakti goes, Srila Prabhupada confirmed that Lord Chaitanya's mission of bringing people to the service of Krishna is Raganuga. So I'm going to stop there, and I know it's I've been going on for some time, but if there are any questions or further discussion, I can try to give my humble opinions. Okay. It may be a good attitude to keep your mind full of good thoughts. As far as possible, I like that approach very much myself. But sometimes we have to deal with reality and be practical.
Ali ponekad se moramo uhvatiti u koštac s stvarnošću i biti praktični.
If you choose ISKCON, you get ISKCON. If you choose something else, then you should go there.
Ako izaberete ISKCON, dobit ćete ISKCON. Ako izaberete nešto drugo, onda trebate otići tamo.
No hard feelings, no bad feelings.
Nema razloga da se zbog toga loše osjećate.
You will not get Srila Prabhupada.